Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to PGN, Prophetic Grace Network, where we do it more than we talk about it. Good evening, and my name is Carmen. I'll be your host for tonight. Welcome. I hope you had a great week. And today's topic will be about allowing God to search us. Sometimes we think we know ourselves, but we don't. But we'll get to that in a moment. Let's pray. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus for allowing us to be here tonight, to hear your word, to know what's on your heart, for you want us to be prepared for the end times, and you give your prophets to bring a message to prepare Father God, so no one will be found lacking. And we thank you for that, Father God, because you don't leave us alone. You always help us. You have a purpose and a plan for everything that you do. And we thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to bless those on PGN, Prophet Randy, the prophets, the ministers, each family that are represented on PGN. Lord, we just pray that you touch them this week and that you draw them even closer to you in Jesus' name. And Lord, we just pray that nothing will hinder this show tonight. We plead the blood of Jesus over this show when we pray that, Father God, that those that are listening, Father God, will be blessed with this word in Jesus' name. Amen. Sometimes we think we know ourselves, but let me tell you, we don't. Only God knows what's in our heart. Let me prove it to you. There is a prophet, and that prophet was taken into God's presence, and he fell to his feet. And look what he said while he was in God's presence. It says, then the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand, no, it's a little further back, verse 4 of Isaiah 6, the foundations of the threshold shook at the voice of him who called, and the house was filled with smoke. And I said, oh, is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts. So this prophet was saying, oh, woe is me. You know, he knew he was in the presence of a holy God, a pure God, a God without sin. And he knew he had sin. His lips were unclean. And so God was preparing him for commissioning him as a prophet. And so when we're in God's presence, we are not going to feel worthy, but because of what he did on the cross, we follow that by faith. We have received that by faith. We know, but Paul talks about, the Apostle Paul urges us to do self-examination. In 2 Corinthians 13, 3, it says, put yourself to the test to see if you are in the faith. Prove yourself to see whether Jesus lives within you. To prove means to test. Something like a precious metal is tested by fire, right? And it determines the purity of it. And that fire will bring all the impurities up. And so it is tested how pure that metal is through the fire. Your faith is revealed in your time of testing. When we take a test, the teacher is giving the test can't talk to you because you're taking a test. Likewise, when we are being tested by God, sometimes we will say, where are you, God? The same. And it's he can't be there because you're being tested. So it's not a matter of saying we are saved, but we are truly connected with God in his truth. That's what God wants. Are you drawing from him? Are you really living for him? This past week, I spoke to a person, a lady. She told me that she was getting a divorce because her husband was not a true believer. I asked her if she was a true believer, and she said, I go to church. I told her, you can go to church and not know God. And we had a long conversation, and I led her to Jesus. She had never received the Lord. She just went through the motions because that's what her family did, and that's what her husband's family did. And I'm discipling her little by little, showing her it's not what her husband does, but her own attitude that God wants to help her change. People, we need to be prepared for the coming days. We need God to search us and know our hearts and try us. See if there's any wicked ways in us and lead us in the way everlasting, his ways, not our ways. It's not a one-time thing. It's a lifestyle. God knows everything about you. God's word tells us that the heart is deceptive above all things and desperately wicked. Jeremiah 17:9 says that. But because we are new creatures reborn, we no longer live after the flesh. We live by faith in the Son of God who loves us and gave himself up for us. We are to take courage, trust in him. That's the way of everlasting. The Jews recently celebrated Rosh Hashanah. This is a time of reflection. They reflected on their motives, their desires that may be hindering, but may be hidden from them, the things that are not pleasing to God. The way of healing is to come to God's truth, his light, to ask for his help, to be honest and transparent. That's what Psalms 139:23-24 says. Let me read it to you in one moment here. It says, give me one moment here. All right. The letters are a little bit small. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. David wrote this psalm. He was being pursued by his enemies. He was going through some hard times, but he turned to God to see if there was anything in him. He knew, and he trusted God. He knew that God was there for him and that his thoughts were for him. It says, how precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of them. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sands. When I wake, I am still with you. So he knew God was with him. He knew God was with him, and he trusted God. Our desires, urges, are all in our souls, hidden, affecting us beneath. So those are things that you don't see. And sometimes because our heart may deceive us, we may not realize that we're holding something that may not be pleasing to God. If we don't check ourselves, these passions will pop up later and cause us to be unstable in our affections. Let me give you an example. Pride. Pride can come in secretly. We may have a secret desire for approval of others, or to be respected, or admired, or worshipped. See how these things in our soul can bring a problem later on? These are not pleasing to God. God does not want us to seek for self. Seek admiration, seek worship. If we ask God to show us what's really in our hearts, his light makes those things powerless over us. That light weakens those things that are not pleasing to him. But left unchecked, they will work havoc. God wants us more than ever to search him, to let him search us. This is preparation. This is having our lamps filled with oil. If you don't, you will find yourself in really dark days, and you won't be able to pass the test because you won't be able to see what's ahead. You won't have God's light in your heart, in your life. So let's look at some things that may be in our hearts to cause fear, worry, anxiety, depression. It could be a health crisis, a change in job, child, loss of a job, financial worries, a marriage crisis, and the list goes on and on. Have you ever thought to never let anyone come close to you? I have. you can miss out on a wonderful relationship thinking this way. God wants us to be free from these fears. God wants us to be free to forgive of offenses. But when we are afraid of letting people get close to us, we can't allow that. Do you worry about money? Can God, God can show you how to surrender your money concerns, and allow him to guide you, to bring you and help you to be a giver. Have you asked God lately to point out anything in your heart that offends him? There could be hurts from your past that make you act a certain way that are rooted in pride, anxiety, fear, worry, and depression. Think about those things. You need to think this way. God knows my heart. He is all-knowing and has perfect wisdom. God wants me to be free of whatever it is that is not pleasing to him, whatever it is that's trying to control you. And he wants us walking in abundance, in the abundant life, for he has a plan and a purpose for us. So I hope you examine your heart today. Read Psalms 139, verse 23 to 25, and meditate on God's word and ask him, what are things in my life that are not pleasing to you? Help me. You show me and help me. Those things bring healing in Jesus' name. And then begin to have that courage to follow and do what he says. Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for caring and loving me. You don't want me to walk with those thoughts that don't bring me wisdom, don't bring me freedom. Give me courage to ask you to search my heart. Yes, Lord, we need courage. It's not easy to see what's in our heart. Search us of the things that aren't pleasing to you, those things that I have said and done, those things that I have thought. And help me to repent. Show me, show us these things and renew our minds with your word so that we can walk in that abundant life that John 10:10 talks about. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. There may not be anyone on the line. Let's see. No. Yes, there is one person on the line. I have been coming on earlier because I do work really early in the morning, and I do apologize. But if you want prayer ministry tonight, dial 1 on your phone, and I'll take your call, and we'll pray for you and prophesy over you. If not, I will not take the call if your hand is not risen up. And I do apologize of having to come in earlier. I do need to work. If this is for now, until the Lord provides me a better job or better hours in a different type of job. I see that we have a caller, but there's no hand raised up. So I'm going to just play a song until either more callers come. And if not, I'll be closing the show early. Let's see. Okay. Here's a caller. 334-590, your name and where you're from.
Hi, it's Jayla.
Hi, Jayla. Give me one moment. Let me pray for you. Father God, we just thank you for Jayla, Father God. Thank you, Father, for her life in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, Jayla, I see you like you're running. You're running. You're running. You're almost on fast speed, and you feel like you can't catch up. That no matter what you do and how much effort you put, you can't catch up, you can't catch up, and you feel kind of like stressed out. But the Lord says, you know, seek me first. Seek me first. I'm here. I will give you the strategies of how to get to where you're going. Amen. And he's saying, I am going to help you. Seek me first, and you will see. I will give you the strategies. I will give you the strategies, and I will help you to work smarter and not harder. Thank you, Lord. Not harder. The Lord wants to help you. He wants to be the reason why you give him worship, thanks. He wants to be the one to receive the glory in your life. So that's what I'm seeing. You know, there's effort, a lot of effort on your part to get things done. And you feel like no matter what you do, it's like, oh, I can't catch up. But God is there. He's waiting for you. He wants you to give it over to him. And he's going to show you some things, and you're going to be amazed. You're going to be amazed at how things are so different when you have God driving the wheel. Amen. When you let him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Lord. You know, sometimes we do that, and we don't realize that God is standing. He's a gentleman. He is not going to. He's not going to go in there and do things until you allow him. You have to give him permission and say, yes, Lord, I trust you. Show me. Show me the way. Show me what I need to do, and forgive me for doing things in my own strength. And I thank you, Lord, for Jayla, Lord. I just thank you, Father God, for the strategies that you're going to give her, Father God, and that she's going to have more energy, more strength, because you're showing her exactly what to do, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Jayla, how are you, my dear?
I'm doing well. Literally, what you just prayed for, I spent 2 hours with God yesterday just, like, crying out. And literally everything that you just said is what I was crying out to him for. And
ooh,
that, like, God is so good. Like, wow. I'm mind blown because it's just like I've been feeling like, I'm sorry.
Can I tell you what I saw when I heard your name?
Mm-hmm.
I saw you riding a bicycle, and you were trying to ride that bicycle as fast as you could, and it was like you couldn't reach where you were going.
Mm.
It was a lot of effort, and so that's what the Lord was doing. Thank you, Lord.
Wow. Yesterday, I was like just crying out because I'm like, I don't know what it is that I'm doing wrong. And it's like, I know that I seek God and like I ask him for help and things of that nature. But I know that I do try to do things in like my own strength because sometimes I just feel like I'm not hearing what God is telling me to do. Like it feels like he's not giving me like a divine download. And yesterday, like the words verbatim, I was like, just please just give me a strategy for what you need me to do.
Really?
And for you to say, like, those exact words. Because when I tell you, I cried out. So I was feeling so down last night. And I was just letting him know how I truly felt. Like, I felt like I was alone. Like, even though, like, I know the principles of the Bible and saying that God is not, like, he's not going to leave us or forsake us and things of that nature. And I was just like, I really need to know that you're here. Like, I need to know that you're here with me. I need you to give me a strategy. Like, I need you to do something for me to really understand that you're really here for me. And for you to pray that, like, for like prophesy that, like, that's just, God is so good. And it makes me grateful, you know what I'm saying? Like, because just last night, I was crying out, and you said, like, the words verbatim of what I was praying to God for.
God is good. Well, I don't know if you got a chance to hear the beginning of my message, but this is what God was showing me in his word for his people, because, I prayed that I bring what he wants, not what I want. And it talks about in Psalms 139, this was David that wrote this Psalms. So talking to God about, you know, his enemies, and he was trusting God, and he knew that God was going to be there. So in Psalms 139, verse 23, it says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties, and see if there are any wicked ways in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." So basically what David is asking him is, to what is it in me that is not pleasing to you, God?
Wow.
What is it that's not pleasing to me, and help me? And then when he brings the light on that area, then you ask him for courage to help you to change that. So you did find out that you cried out, and you knew that you were doing something wrong, that you were doing it in your own strength, right? So now you go back to God and say, "Lord, forgive me. I've been doing it in my strength, not in your strength." Because when we do things in our strength, then we become alive. Then our flesh becomes alive. And the word of God says, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And the life that I live in him. So I have to do things in him. He gets the glory for the outcome of the situation. And so he wants to give you the strategies, because you're going to give him glory in the end. And you're going to see the difference, what it is to do it in your strength and to do it in God's strength. So much better. So much better. And this is what we have to get used to, because the days are going to get darker, and we have to learn to rely on God in everything and to keep ourselves pure before him, you know, not in our own strength, but asking him. Everything is asking him for the strength to do it. Everything, everything. Even in keeping ourselves clean, it has to be through God. It's not saying that it's actually asking him, and asking him to shine his light on us, to see what's wrong, and to, you know, help us get that out of our lives so that we can walk in his way. Everything, everything is through him. And then life is so much better that way, because we know that we're pleasing him. Amen. And so there's less effort in, well, sometimes there's effort and you're going to be tired because you're doing the right thing, but in your spirit, man, you're going to have such peace, and there's going to be such, you know, that peace is going to be so, makes you so light. The circumstances around you may seem heavy, but it's your inner man that can tolerate, can deal with it, God doing it. You know what I'm saying? And he'll give you the strategies. And somebody else may be doing the same thing that you are, yet it's going to be harder for them, because the flesh, it's hard to work with your flesh. But when you work, let God do it, it's so much easier. I mean, I'm not saying that it's going to be totally like, oh, you're not going to do anything. You're not going to do anything at all. No, you are. You are going to do something. But it's not, it's going to be effortless. It's like, oh, okay, God, you'll see. You'll see what I'm saying, you know. And that scripture comes to mind. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added on, right? So, amen. So you were. This is just, you know, a prophetic word that already happened, and it's to confirm to you that you're on the right track, that he heard you. He heard you last night. He heard your cries last night. So continue in that and meditate on that scripture, on Psalms 139. We have enemies, different types of enemies. Different types of things, of fear, of anxiety, of depression. Those are enemies. You know, health crisis, changes in a job, feeling sick, the loss of a job, financial worries, you know, a relationship crisis. You know, it could be anything. So, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Even that thank exact you, verse, Jesus. That's the exact feeling that I was feeling. And it's crazy, because when I was praying yesterday, David came to my mind, and I just didn't know why. And for you to point out this verse, and literally I was feeling, I don't think I've ever felt that anxious, like, ever, as I did, like, yesterday, to the point I almost felt like I was going to have, like, a panic attack or something like that. And
that's anxiety.
Wow, that's,
yeah.
I had so many anxious thoughts. And that's literally crazy. And even your message, like, before I got on, I don't know if I caught the very, very beginning of it, but you were just talking about, like, relationships and pride and, like, acting out of fear and all of that stuff. Like, everything that you were saying is just, like, you were reading my mail. So, like, wow, God is so good.
God was reading your mail. He was just putting the words in my mouth. I'm just a vessel. That's all. I'm the vessel. I don't, you know, I just say what God says. I just make myself available. Yeah, because, you know, I don't know what I'm going to say from week to week until he gives me the message. And he knows what the listeners need to hear. And so confirmation, dear. You see that God loves you so much? He wants to help you. He knows everything. Read the whole Psalms 139. It is amazing. He knows exactly everything about you. It talks about it in Psalms 139. It is, it says, "Oh Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up." And it goes on and on and on about that. But meditate on that scripture. Wow, that's amazing. Thank you, Lord. Do you have any prayer needs, anything you want to say, a testimony? I know you always got good testimonies.
Well, I would say, like, recently God moved in a way, like, for me, like, with my job recently, I do, like, hair and lashes and stuff like that on the side for the most part. Well, it's starting to become, like, more, I guess you would say, like, taking over into being, like, my main source of income. And recently, like, with the apartment that I live in, like, you can't, like, operate or do, like, services or anything like that. Like, you know, you can have, like, a lash booth or something like that inside your home or in a separate part of your home, and you can, like, claim it on for, like, the space that you operate in. And basically they have it in our lease amendment now that you can't operate or do any type of, like, business outside of your home. So I was kind of, like, worried about how I was going to do things, and, like, being, like, I guess mobile and doing things is kind of, like, hard because, you know, being up north, like, navigating around all these different places is just not the easiest thing to do. And, like, going in and out of people's homes, like, it's just set up completely different from the South, I guess you would say, from what I'm used to. And literally somebody, like, opened up, the owner of a salon, like, opened up a space for me and literally just, like, oh, you can do your stuff here. Like, and it was just amazing how everything just opened up. And it's just, like, wow, like, I was ready to just, like, give up on it and search in other places, you know, and do other things that I felt like would, you know, just make me money just to, you know, just something to do, not necessarily aligned with, like, my purpose and, you know, like, I guess to start off and just, you know, walking in my giftings and things of that nature. So for that to open up in a way, it was just really, it was really crazy. And I thank God for that, too. So.
Wow, God opened the doors for you. That shows that that's the way for you to go for your own business. That's your own business. You may be, you know, renting from somebody a space, but that's your business. Wow.
And
let's pray for your business.
They're not even charging me for a booth rental or anything like that. And I have, like, a separate room and stuff, so it's just, like, that's not really heard of, like, you're not paying a booth fee or, you know what I'm saying, or getting your own actual space within it and things of that nature. So it's just amazing.
Wow.
You know, like, I can set my own prices and just operate from that place. It's just, yeah, God is really good.
And the best is yet to come. So let's pray for your business. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray for Jayla, Father God. We just pray that you bring all those customers, the right customers, customers that will appreciate her work, Father God. And I pray that you touch her hands, that she will do creative things with her hands, Father God, that you will give
wisdom, that artistry to do the hairs, the lashes, and beautify other women. Father God, anoint her hands, Father God. Anoint her hands in her business. Anoint her business, Father God. Protect her finances, Father God. Help her, Father God, in all the things that she needs to do. Help her, Father God, to pay off the things that she needs to pay off, Father God. And let it be done quickly, Father God. And help her to have a nest egg, Father God, for the future. And give her the wisdom in that. And we thank you, Father God, for the open doors in that business. We thank you for guiding and leading her. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in her life. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, Jayla, that's wonderful. That is encouraging. I hope that whoever is listening, they're encouraged too. Is there anything else you would like to say?
No, that's all. I just really thank you for, you know, just being willing to do God's work. Like, everything that you have said from the beginning to even you ministering to me, it's just been confirmation after confirmation, and I'm just grateful and thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I'm just a vessel. God is the one that gives it to me. I couldn't do it without him. So praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. I'm so happy for you. I feel like it happened to me. So you continue doing that, girl, and let God search your heart and show you whatever it is. You know that what you're doing it in your own strength. You need to stop that, right? And you already had asked the Lord. So you're ahead of the game. You know that God's just confirming to you what you already know.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.
Yeah. All right, girl. Well, God bless you. You have a wonderful week.
God bless you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, next caller, 910-709, your name and where you're from.
Hi, Carmen, this is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia, how are you?
Hi, how are you?
Good, good. Allow me a moment and I'll pray for you. Thank you, Lord,
okay.
For Miss Sylvia, Father God. Thank you, Father God, for your opening her eyes to many things, many things. You're making her realize, you're helping her realize the things that were not the way that she thought. And we thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for opening her eyes to these things. I thank you, Father God, because of those things that you've opened her eyes, Father God, there is a turnaround, Father God, and it's almost like the GPS where the GPS will say, you know, rerouting. Well, the GPS, the Holy Spirit's GPS is saying rerouting. And so because you realize that you're seeing things and you're not, that they weren't the way they were. So God is rerouting you to see those things in the right way. And thank you, Lord, for rerouting her. And I thank you, Father God, for guiding her in every way that she goes, in every step, Father God. Thank you because she's teachable. Thank you because she has a heart that loves you and that seeks after the things of God. We thank you, Lord, for her in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father God, for the things that she's learning, Father God, because she will share it with others in Jesus' name. She is a willing vessel. She's a teachable vessel. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Hi, Miss Sylvia. How are
Amen.
You? Haven't talked to you in a while.
I know. I think I've been missing you. I was just lying here on the bed, and the Spirit was telling me to call Blog Talk, and I was like, it's early. Carmen doesn't come on to 9:45. I don't. And then I dialed you, and you were on. I was like, oh, my God, that's why I've been missing you, because you're early.
Yes. I've been having to do my show 2 hours earlier because I work really early in the morning. I have to get up at 3 in the morning and get ready for work. And so I don't want to stop ministering, so I decided that I would get on earlier.
And so if you know anyone else, let them know that I'm on or 2 hours earlier.
Because I kept calling at 9:45. I was like, that's unusual. She's not on. So God just let me know that you are on. Thank God.
Well, thank God.
Yes. You know, that's something I was got up this morning. And I was driving in the car, and I was praying. And as I started to pray, I started praying, turn around, turn around, turn around. And, man, when you said that, I was like, wow, I told God I need him to turn it around, turn it around. And I kept just repeating it over and over and over. And then when you said it, I was like, wow, yes. Yes.
That's God. That's God for you. That is God. And it has to do with the message, I believe, you know, when we allow God to search our hearts and show us what is not pleasing to him, then he can show us and bring that and turn it around, turn things around his way, not our way.
Yeah.
And so, but he knows. He loves us, and he's just waiting on us. He can't do anything until we let him and we ask him. And so he's going to do it in your life, Miss Sylvia. He's already doing it. So, you know, it's just confirmation night for you all.
Yeah.
This message is confirming to you what you already know that you've been asking God, you know.
Yes.
So,
and I think a lot of it was the school, like when he told me to go. And I think, you know, like one other time he told me to go. And, you know, sometimes we think we just, you know, that it's us, so we didn't hear that properly. And, you know, we don't go. And this time I heard it loud and clear. And I moved really fast. Yes, I moved really fast. And I got it done. And so I think part of the turnaround is that, because I am learning a lot in school, and I am sharing what I'm learning in school. And before you get off the line, if you could just pray for me. It seems as though I'm coming down to the end of my semester. It's ending on December the 7th, and I have a paper that's due, and I feel like I have a block there. You know, when I started, you know, I get to a certain point and I feel like there's a little opposition there, you know, from the enemy. So I'm still pushing, and I have more to do by Sunday. So if you could just pray for me, you know, for clarity.
Yes.
And yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up Miss Sylvia to you, Father God. You see this paper and this school that she's going to, Lord. We pray, Father God, that you give her mental clarity, that you give her, inspire her writing, that as she writes, that it will flow, that there will be no block, no mental block. We plead the blood of Jesus over her mind, her thinking, her writing abilities, Father God, that it will flow, that she will get on a flow, that she won't want to stop, that she will complete it, because you'll be giving her so much to write about, that your Holy Spirit be the one anointing her to allow her to flow in all this, Father God. Help her, Father God, to flow in Jesus' name. We pray, Father God, that you give her the topic, that you be the one to give her the topic for that, what she has to write about, Father God, that it be you. And that it will not just touch her, but the professor and everybody else that gets to read it or hear about it, that it will be such an anointed message, Father God. I pray, Father God, that on December 7th, Father God, that message will be given, Father God, in the name of Jesus, with a power and anointing, that it will just transform the hearers, Father God, in the name of Jesus, in such a way that they will be drawn closer to you, that anointing will break yokes, that anointing on her will, in her words, in her writing,
Father God, we'll set people free in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Well, be free to go and write. You're going to be able to do it.
Thank you.
You're
going to
be able to
do it. I think I'm going to do it. I'm going to start again. I had gotten so, you know, a blot, and I had to stop. So I think I'm going to start back now. Well, thank you for the prayer.
Just put some worship music in the background, you know, put it low and, you know,
mm-hmm.
just worship and it'll start coming to you, the Holy Spirit. Invite him and let him, you know, inspire you. You know, it's already done. We've already prayed. It's going to be all right. You're going to be okay.
Amen.
You'll see. And let me know what's going
you.
On and share with us when you get
I
done.
I will. After Sunday, I'll call back in
all
next
right.
Sunday. Yes.
Okay.
Thank
well,
you.
Next
Thank
Saturday.
You. God bless.
Next Saturday.
Okay.
All right. Anything else you want to say?
No, that's it. Thank you.
All right. God bless you.
Have
you
a wonderful
too. Week.
Bye.
You
too.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right. I realize that a lot of people don't know that I'm on at 7. Please let other people know that I'm on earlier. I do apologize. I do work, but I didn't want to stop ministering, so I had to change the hour. I do apologize for that, but pray for me that I'll find another job so that I can be able to have my Saturdays. And do Saturdays and Sundays to do what I need to do. And so you have a wonderful week. And read Psalms 139. Read all of that and you'll be blessed. We praise you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for this time that we're together. We ask you, Father God, to bless PGN and Prophet Randy and all the ministers and the PGN family. We ask you, Father God, for those that are in need, that you would supply all their needs according to your riches and glory. We ask you for those that need healing, that you touch them with your healing touch. And that we ask you, Father God, for those that need solutions for problems, Father God, that you give them strategies for that. We thank you, Father God, for whatever anyone needs tonight, Father God, that you be there for them. You help them. You guide them. In Jesus' name. All right. There's no more callers, so I'm calling it a night. God bless you, and you have a wonderful week. Search him, okay, and ask him to search your heart. And amen. I'll be playing this song.
Maker of stars, the sun and moon, heaven and earth, the time by you. Oh, I believe in you. Took my weary heart, broken and bruised, every part you made brand new. Promise me. Yes, I